so much for the love that you have for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's what brings you here. That's the reason you came here today. And I want you to know that in this world, we will have trial and tribulation. We will have it. We will have it. And as I told you just a little while ago in our Bible class this morning, oftentimes, Satan leaves you alone when it comes to trial and tribulation until you decide to be a Christian. And when that happens, a lot of times what happens is Satan is waiting on you. And as I told you in class this morning, the Lord baptized by me and the Lord baptized me, and you hear out that front door, Satan is the first one to beat you out that front door. Because he doesn't want you to do that. He doesn't want you to be with him. And so he throws trial and tribulation and different things in front of you so that you have to deal with those things. What do you feel this morning? Do you feel under trial? Do you feel under tribulation? Do you feel that things are not good as they should be? See, so I mean, some of you watch CNN, Fox, all these news networks. Some of you watch them. But I don't know why I watch that. There's not a couple of you who watch it here. But I'm telling you, I mean, if you watch those for any length of time, I don't know, I mean, it doesn't matter what sides you're on. It doesn't matter. But if you watch them for any length of time at all, you're going to be depressed. Because no matter who you watch, no matter what organization you watch, no matter what you see in these news broadcasts, all you see is boom and boom. Everything is bad, nothing is good, everything is going well, everything is terrible. We watched the Sunday morning show, I watch it every Sunday morning. Because there's some good things in it, and there's some interesting things in it, but there are so many college graduates. And they're asking them about how their prospect is for the future. How they're looking, and they're going to say, well, I can get a job, I can get this place, I can do this, I can do this, and they're asking them, so how do you think about that? And every one of the doctors say it's not good. Can't find a job. It's not good. But that's what I want you to know, that if you listen to that every day, and I know people that they do listen to that every day, they never change the channel. They always on one station or another, and they listen to it every day, and they continually hear these things over and over again, and watching around if they all start repeating themselves every hour, they say the same thing over and over again, so what happens is you get so indoctrinated with these things, that it brings you down. Does God want you to do that? I can tell you it does not. But in fact, folks of the Spirit tell us completely different. All you have to do is read Galatians chapter 5, verses 21 through 23. The folks of the Spirit are this: peace, love, joy. These are folks of the Spirit. That's one of the things is that we can rejoice even in times of trial and tribulation simply because we have Christ. If we have Christ, we will be all the more miserable. Because we think, is this it? Is this love it? This is not. And in this world, what we need to realize is that is the beginning of our life. That is the joy. That's it. This part is a name. And sometimes my name. You're tested as far as your faith is concerned. Is this going to work out? Is this going to be okay? And the other thing just kind of gets a little bit better and worse. And we're like, oh my goodness, you know, will it ever get better? The last time he was running, is it ever going to stop running?
Thank you.
advantage. People are not going to have advantage. God is lost. People are thinking of things. And of other things that cease to exist. But Jesus says, now I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Matthew 28, 20. I am with you always. So the way that we should approach our future is through prayer. Specifically. Now, most of you, probably all of you, in this room today, are not aware of that. World. would cease to exist if we just love one another the way God intended. These are the two greatest commandments. And so our first time we should pray for it and looking towards the future is that we love one another as God would have us to love one another, and that we love Him as God would have us to love Him, and that the love would also find that love in Him for God and for others. And this world will be a much better place. Second, we need to grow in real knowledge. What if it says that? Real knowledge. That doesn't mean math or science, social studies. And I say that being an old teacher. Real knowledge comes from the Word of God. We need to grow there. That's one of the things that I've seen within this congregation, which I've been very, very proud of, is I've seen growth within this congregation dealing with real knowledge. Real knowledge. I took a course one time. It was called Intermediate Statistical Analysis. Everybody's right. Oh my gosh. One of the hardest courses I've ever taken in my entire life. At one quarter, I had a 58%. I went to the instructor and I told him, I said, I'm going to have to drop this class. I'm at 58%. He said, no, don't drop it. I said, why? I said, I'm failing this class. He said, don't drop it. He said, the last project is worth half of the grade in this class. And he said, and as soon as you figure this out, you're going to have it. And he was right. The last project is worth half the grade in the class. That's real knowledge. And we have opportunities here to get that knowledge. And I can preach to you and give you some knowledge, but if you want to go deep into the knowledge, you need to go to some of these Bible classes. Because these Bible classes will take you deep into that knowledge. Tuesday night is our third Tuesday. We're studying the Old Testament from Judges to Jesus. Come to the KO class. That's a great class. Wednesday night, we're studying the life of Christ. We put all four gospel accounts together into one study, and we are going through the life of Jesus Christ. What a great study that has been. We are learning so much from this study, and we are learning how it is through Tuesday. That's an inside joke, you have an inside understanding. But I want you to know, we have got opportunities right here, right now, that you can learn an immense amount about the Scripture. You need to learn it. You need to go. And one of the things that I've learned about is that the more you learn, the more you want to learn. I taught you that, or you learned that, I want to learn more. It works. It works every time. So realize that we need to grow in real knowledge. knowledge of the Scripture. Knowledge of what God says. Knowledge of what Jesus Christ did for us. That's what we must do. Third, we must grow in our understanding of what the Scripture says. I've told you before, when I've read things a hundred times and I read it the first time, I go, I never picked up on that before. That's a deeper understanding. That's deeper knowledge. And folks, when it comes to deeper understanding, when it comes to deeper knowledge, and we're wrong in that matter, we have less problems, I should say, fewer problems. We have fewer problems in the world because we know how to handle it. It's through Jesus Christ. We handle it. Fourth, Romans 1:10 says this: discover the things that are excellent. Folks, I was in education for 28, 29, whatever number of years, I don't recall. And I heard people all the time say, these kids, they're terrible. They're awful. My response to you is, no, they're not. No, they're not. They're not even worse than you were when you were that age. And number two, there's great love in these children. There's great joy in these children. There's a picture, a painting of Jesus with children, and he's smiling when he's with the children. Let me tell you something. You can't be with a child and not enjoy being with that child. Children are wonderful. Yes, they are problems. Well, guess what? We all do. But I'm telling you all these children are bad, because I'm telling you right now, no, they are not. Some of these children just need a little direction. I used to learn direction when I was a principal. It was about that long and made of wood. Realize how wonderful those gifts are, and they make you joy. I was asked just the other day, do you miss being a principal? I said, nope. I don't miss being a principal at all. They miss the kids because they lift you up. Notice this one in Philippians 1:10. That you are sincere and blameless. In other words, pray that you don't fall into temptation. Pray that when you tell somebody that you love them, that you truly do love them. That you truly do care for them. That you are there for them if they need you. Pray for these things, knowing that these things will help others, and others will see this in you and go down to Christ because of you. Let your light shine so that others will see it and go down to God because of it. This is being sincere in your statements and being blameless in your actions. Philippians 1:11 says this: be filled with with righteousness. Now, I understand what that means. That does not mean that you're going to be sinless. But when you're filled with righteousness, you are filled with the Spirit. You are filled with love. You are filled with joy. And if we just do these things right there, the future is not more scary. The future does not take us to a point of depression. But you can look at the future with joy, with happiness, with a goal of doing God's will and bringing others to Christ. I told you about our sign that we have about our television set that Kathy made. Say something real simple. Relax. What says it? It says relax. It says God's got this. Don't realize all things come from God. All good comes from God. In this world, we will have trial. We will have tribulation. We will have bad things that are happening in this world. But you cannot put your faith in this world. This world will cease to exist. Put your faith in the one thing that will last forever. And that is God the Father. All things come through God. All things come through Jesus Christ. Knowing that, you can face tomorrow. Knowing that, I can face next year. Knowing that, I can stand in praise when I see Jesus for the first time. Because how wonderful it will be to see Him, and He looks at you and says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." The purpose of this message today is to give you hope for the future, to let you know the things that we should pray for, the things that we should look forward to. Don't get tangled up in the news, but rather get tangled up in what God can provide for you. But here's the but. If you don't have Jesus Christ, if you don't have God, then you don't have any of this. You cannot have joy. You cannot have peace. You cannot have comfort. Because there is no joy, there is no peace, there is no comfort without God. So this morning, if you have a need for our prayers, we're going to have that opportunity to pray for you. And also, if you have a need to be baptized into the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, we want to give you that opportunity as well, so that you can be added to His church, be added to His kingdom, and receive the joy that we receive each and every day from being His servant. Now is the time to come. So come and be with us. And together we stand and sing.